on campus
and online.
This is URN, The Pulse.
The University of Nottingham has extended its already unassailable Varsity Series lead to 12-8 after the victory in the University Park swimming pool. The swimmers won 19 out of 22 races by 142 points to 72. Captain Alex Kirtley gave his reaction to URN's Joe Tanner.
I think we've all worked hard for it. We've all trained really hard. And today we've really come together as a team. You can see in the relays it was a strong team effort and some strong individual performances as well.
The Varsity Series is now almost over, with just the cricket yet to be played. In other campus news, a vision for the future in which motorists are persuaded to leave their cars behind and build greener cities one footstep at a time has picked up the top prize in a global competition by Hugh students hosted by the University of Nottingham. Project Step City, devised by a team of students at the University of New South Wales, Australia, would pit pedestrian footfall against the volume of traffic in a competition designed to reduce traffic congestion in Sydney's central business district. Today sees the launch of the national election, with millions across the country taking to the poll stations to have their say in who will run the country. Polls opened at 7 o'clock this morning and around 50,000 polling stations are open across the UK, which will remain so until 10 o'clock tonight. As well as the general election, there are more than 9,000 council seats being contested across 279 English local authorities. Mayors will also be elected in Bedford, Copeland, Leicester, Mansfield, Middlesbrough and Torbay. There's more evidence of possible life outside our solar system after water was found on a distant dying star. Scientists believe that it could have made planets habitable in the way that they think it did with Earth. A watery asteroid hitting a planet or star would generate hydrogen and oxygen, making life more likely. Planetary scientist Sheila Kahani believes it's possible.
Whether it's sort of intelligent life, who knows? You know, it might be microbial, it might be intelligent, but it might not be anywhere near us or not be able to communicate with us. And people are looking for that kind of life every day and listening out as well.
The Who have been confirmed as Glastonbury Festival's final headliner, closing the event on Sunday the 28th of June. The rock band joined Foo Fighters and Kanye West at the top of the bill for the sold-out festival next month. In sport, former England manager Graham Taylor has denied allegations that he spoke about being put under pressure to limit the number of black players he selected for the national team. The conversation is alleged to have taken place during the 1999-2000 season, although Taylor has stated that he has no memory of that conversation. The weather today will be fairly cloudy, but there will be some bright and sunny spells. There will be some scattered showers, but a lot of places will stay dry. That's all for the news that matters to you. Here on URN, the time is now 28 minutes to 1.